you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Thursday edition of the show. In progress. I am your host, Colbert. It is April 18 of 2024. Got a full boat today. And as a result, a jam-packed show. Details forthcoming. Hope your Thursday's going well. And thanks for being here. However you are tuned in, your options are plentiful. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, the 1650 The Fan app, that is, if you search that in your app store. Tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan, or you can stream us online at 1650thefan.com. Give us a follow on X, formerly Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X, at Real Colbert. Like our Facebook page, just type in 1650 The Fan on the Zuck machine. You'll find us. Hammer the like button and you'll get more local and statewide sports content into that Facebook feed of yours. What's not to like? Check out the website, bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. All sorts of local and statewide sports content there, as well as national sports content, local news, statewide news, programming information, our broadcast calendar. And speaking of that broadcast calendar, if you went there now, you would see that, wait a minute, there was a Cubs game tonight, but I don't see it here. What happened? Yes, tonight's Cubs game has been postponed. That news about 45 minutes ago, give or take a little bit. It was supposed to be game one of a four-game series beginning tonight at Wrigley Field against the lowly Miami Marlins. The Fish off to a tough start so far this season. Was going to be a 6:05 pregame with a 6:40 first pitch, but the weather not cooperating in the Windy City. The game has been postponed. It'll be made up on Saturday as part of a doubleheader. The next three games in the series, all scheduled for 12:45 pregames and 1:20 first pitches, that classic first pitch time at Wrigley Field. And that'll remain the same. However, they'll squeeze in that fourth game, as I mentioned, as a doubleheader on Saturday night. And that'll happen at the same time that tonight's game was supposed to, with a 6:05 pregame and a 6:40 first pitch. And as I mentioned, that updated on your broadcast calendar at the website, 1650thefan.com. So, number to dial if you want to join in with any questions or comments for the program, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you could dial 800-913-9479. You could also email. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call, then do so. Don't be shy. Questions or comments, maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show, by all means, fire away. Just know if you email me, I may read it on the air. Email address, Cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up today on the show, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. Plenty to get to in the stack, including a very busy evening of Metro High School spring sports. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. We'll come back in the next segment. And ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us. And yes, I know, I'm aware. March Madness is well over. The college basketball season is over. But it's the portal pandemic, if you will. Transfer portal madness, if you don't want to use the term pandemic, if you don't think that perhaps it's a negative for the sport of college basketball. But we are witnessing the busiest springtime in college basketball. Like, it's so much different now. Usually you would maybe have one, maybe two scholarships to fill in the spring with somebody who would be a transfer. And it's all so much different now. I mean, these rosters are experiencing, that's what I would like to know. On average, over the past just two or three seasons, the percentage of turnover on the 350, whatever it is, Division I men's basketball rosters. I'd have to say that's probably got to start with a three, doesn't it? Like 30-something percent? And I might even be a little low on that, but I would think it would start with a three at minimum, with a number behind it. I'm not talking like 3%, like 30-something percent, if not more than that. And so I'm going to get the coach to put his whistle around his neck and take his analyst cap off and get down to it. How, particularly like if you are a mid-major team, which has become nothing but a feeder for the Power Fives, and that's the thing that frankly really chaps my ass, is that the dynamic that has always existed where, hey, 27-28 win Illinois State, you're not getting into the NCAA tournament because we're putting in, you know, 20 win Syracuse, because of course they're better than you, even though they have seven or eight less wins. Or for example, this year, right, Indiana State, where were they at? 28-29 wins? No, we're not putting you in. We got to put Virginia in so they can score 14 points in the first half of the play-in, whatever you want to call it, the first four, what they call it, and basically embarrass themselves and embarrass the NCAA selection committee. Meanwhile, Indiana State goes all the way to the NIT championship. But, you know, Virginia, they're better than you. We know what we're doing. They're better than you. Then Virginia, then Syracuse, then Purdue, then UConn, then Kentucky. All of these teams turn around after the season's over and they go pluck the best players off those mid-major teams that were just told they're not good enough to go play in the NCAA tournament. And it's really something how the hell that works out. A little hypocritical, I would say. I would make that accusation. A little hypocrisy, a little cognitive dissonance, I think, is found there. So we'll see where the conversation goes with Coach Lehman. But college basketball, not much different than football and, frankly, all of college athletics. But right now, the light shining brightest on college basketball, because it's just thousands of players in this transfer portal. Everybody's searching for a few more $1,000 of NIL money, ready to leave one situation that they've poured their investment into in many more ways than one. And so the NCAA also just passed that, hey, you can transfer as much as you want as long as you're in good academic standing. I think that was yesterday that was ratified. So I'm not a fan of that. I'm a fan of player empowerment, but I think at some point it actually does more harm than good. And the hell of it is I don't think you're ever going to get any sort of guardrails, which is the term that gets used all the time, because of the Supreme Court decision that happened. What was that? Around a year ago now. It's going to have to take a new governing body, probably specific to college football and specific to college basketball, and then unionized players. They're going to have to negotiate with what will have to become, and already in some instances at some schools has become, unionized student athletes. And it's the thing that sucks is being in this moment, I think, is being in this what would be the in-between period, because I can't come up with the word right now, but just being here in this in-between period where you know this isn't where it needs to be, and it doesn't feel like we're incredibly close to where it needs to get. So we'll see how many problems in the world of college basketball we can solve when ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman joins us in the next segment. After we're done with Coach Lehman, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side in the third segment, and you and I, men's and women's golf coach John Bermel, also the head golf pro out at Pheasant Ridge here in Cedar Falls, will join the show. The you and I women just wrapped up the Missouri Valley Conference Championships this past weekend. Then this coming weekend, it's going to be the men's turn. So we'll catch up with Coach Berm in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we will take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time on this Thursday and wrap up the show. So that's the plan, boys and girls. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Yesterday in college softball, you and I hit three home runs and overpowered Drake 7-5. Alexis Papillo, Addison McElrath, and Darren Lamprecht each homered and drove in two runs to power you and I. It was Papillo's conference-leading 14th home run of the season. You and I now 21-15 and 9-5 in the Valley. Panthers return to action tomorrow, opening a three-game home series against Illinois-Chicago. The Iowa baseball team came back to beat Bradley 11-6 last night in Iowa City. Bradley built a 6-3 lead after five innings, but the Hawkeyes stormed back with eight runs over the final three frames. Iowa now 19-15 this season. Hawkeyes return to Big Ten action tomorrow when they open up a three-game series at home against Rutgers. The Iowa women's basketball team has picked up a high-profile transfer. Villanova point guard Lucy Olson, who averaged 23 points a game this past year, is going to be a Hawkeye. The junior was named an All-American honorable mention by the AP. She was third in the nation in points per game. She averaged 14 and 3.7 assists per game over her 3 years at Villanova. She was first-team All-Big East this past season. It's being reported that Nike is nearing a multi-year agreement with former Iowa star and current Indiana Fever rookie Caitlin Clark on an endorsement deal. The contract is expected to be worth eight figures and will include a signature shoe for the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft. Why'd you wait so long? Caitlin Clark left Iowa, of course, after her accomplished career. After this past season, she left as the all-time leading scorer in Division I men's and women's college basketball history, was the two-time unanimous National Player of the Year. The Waterloo Blackhawks have released their end-of-season awards. Forward Gavin Thorson was named the team's most valuable player. He had a team-high 65 points. The Rookie of the Year went to John Mustard. He led the Blackhawks with 29 goals and ranked second on the team with 56 points. Hawks captain Miles Hillman earned the team's Unsung Hero Award. He missed the first seven games, yet still finished second on the team with 26 goals. The Hardest Worker Award was given to Reed Morick, and the Most Improved Player was awarded to Grady Deering. Today in Metro High School spring sports, beginning with boys track, Cedar Falls hosting the Cole Collins Invitational. Waterloo West, Waterloo East, and Columbus Catholic among seven schools competing. In girls track, Waterloo West playing host with the Wahawk Invitational at Memorial Stadium. Cedar Falls, Waterloo East, and Columbus Catholic among 16 teams competing. In boys soccer, Waterloo West hosts Cedar Falls and Waterloo Columbus Catholic entertains Hudson. In girls soccer, Cedar Falls at home against Waterloo West, and Columbus Catholic plays at Hudson. In boys golf, Columbus Catholic hosting a triangular with Don Bosco and Dyke New Hartford at Gates Park. In girls golf, Waterloo Columbus hosting Dyke New Hartford at South Hills. In boys tennis, Cedar Falls hosts Iowa City Liberty, and Waterloo Columbus hosts Appleton Parkersburg. Finally, in girls tennis, Cedar Falls is playing at Iowa City Liberty. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has named a new executive director. Aaron Gerlich has been hired to fill the position following Gene Berger's recent retirement. Berger had held the job for 8 years. Gerlich has over 15 years of experience in athletics. She has been serving as the associate director and sports administrator with the IGHSAU. She holds a master's degree in health promotion from Oklahoma State and served as the middle and high school activities director in the Panorama Community School District. And tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Unidome, the Panther football team will hold its annual spring game. Fans are invited to arrive early. There will be a tailgate event that begins at 5:30, kids clinic at 6. The kids clinic is for students in kindergarten through 8th grade and will be led by Panther players and coaches on the field. It is free, the game and the clinic, to attend. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a VSiN action update, a national sports update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk about the portal pandemic. We'll fix college basketball with the coach, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, joins us next right here on The Fan.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Drivers who switch to Progressive have an annual savings of nearly $750. Progressive.com.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Cubs hosting the Miami Marlins today at Wrigley Field. The Cubs are the number 48 favorite with Jameson Taillon on the hill. It'll be A.J. Puck for the Marlins, plus 124. The Marlins have lost 15 of 19 to start the season. They've been outscored by 35 runs in their 19 games. The total is 8, shaded to the under at Wrigley Field. The Bulls beat the Hawks 131-116 of the play-in tournament yesterday as a 3-point favorite. They're a 2.5-point dog at Miami Friday. The winner secures the number 8 seed in the playoffs. The Blackhawks today close the season a $2.85 dog at the King. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
Join us for a vital community event, Modeling Matters, what parents need to know and do to decrease stress, worry, and anxiety on Thursday, April 18th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Cedar Falls High
School. Ready to fix college basketball?
In today's landscape, caring for teens' mental health is paramount. The overwhelming influx of information about
youth mental health
necessitates actionable strategies for parents. Lynn Lyons, drawing from over 30 years of clinical experience and current research, will provide parents with tools. The keynote presentation will be followed by a Q&A session offering attendees an opportunity to delve deeper into the topic. We extend our gratitude to the Cedar Falls Schools Foundation for their generous support of this event. Let's come together as a community to equip ourselves with the tools needed to nurture our youth. Your involvement matters.
Cedar Falls Schools. Every student, every day.
Corn Country Fest is almost here. Presented by Viridian Credit Union. This is a kickoff music festival of the season. Join us Saturday, April 27th at the Hippodrome in Waterloo. It's another incredible tribute to legends with award-winning tribute artists performing as Dolly Parton and Toby Keith. A celebration of all things country with live music, food, beer, axe throwing, and more. Get your tickets today and save. Advanced general admission tickets are $23. Reserve box seats, veteran and limited VIP seats also available. Learn more at corncountryfest.com.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them?
Who?
If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers
Slip-ins. Oh, yeah.
With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A frost advisory begins at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 8 a.m. tomorrow. Clear skies tonight with lows around 33. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 55. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows around 30. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 51 degrees.
Cole and Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. Tonight's Cubs Marlins game postponed. That was going to be a 6:05 pregame. 6:40 first pitch, unfriendly weather at the friendly confines. So that game's going to be made up Saturday as part of a doubleheader. Cubs baseball returns to the Fan tomorrow afternoon with what will now be game one of that four-game series against the Fish. 12:45 pregame, 1:20 first pitch. We're not talking baseball right now, though. Believe it or not, we're going to talk basketball. As much as everybody has, understandably so, turn the page with the men's and women's championship games. Haven't been in the book for a couple weeks. The transfer portal madness is at a fever pitch, and I'm just trying to make sense of it all, and I don't think that's quite possible, but we'll see if anybody can help us. It's the coach, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman joins us now. Follow him on X at K Lehman Sports. Coach, you thought, oh, Cole will leave me alone. I'll be able to catch up on my beauty sleep. No, that's not the case. Thanks for being here, though.
I thought you were calling about the WNBA draft, partner.
Hey, that was I watched it. I watched until Kate Martin got picked, and then I went elsewhere.
Yeah, that was a must-see TV with the red carpet. I hope Caitlin Clark has a great rookie year because they're selling tickets everywhere throughout the NBA to watch her play.
Well, and how about that schedule that she's just got to jump right into her rookie season as a professional right after, what was it, 35, 36 games as a college senior?
Well, not only that, she's been on Saturday Night Live. She's been to New York for the draft. Been to Indiana Fever press conferences. Hopefully she's getting a time to pick up a basketball and keep her shooting skills in order.
Yeah, good point. I think that'll probably work out fine for her. I don't think all of a sudden she's going to lose that shot, but it is going to be interesting to see what she looks like, you know, a couple months into that WNBA season. I want to talk about transfer portal madness, portal pandemic, whatever you want to label it, because, of course, Coach, you know, there are some folks out there that think all of it's great. I think a large part of this is good, but that in part it's gone too far. The latest example this week, at least, you know, right here as I sit in Cedar Falls, would be a sixth UNI Panther getting into the transfer portal with Bowen Bourne making the announcement that after 4 years as a Panther, he's going to spend his last year of eligibility elsewhere. Like all the other Panthers before him, he had great things to say about his experience as a Panther. I suppose maybe that helps Ben Jacobson try to rebuild this roster, but quite a surprise because, you know, he waited quite a while, about a month after Nate Heisey had gone in and since become an Iowa State Cyclone. How surprised were you to see that news?
Oh, I was shocked, and I wouldn't call it portal. I would call it free agency. That's what we've got going on in college basketball right now. And we don't know the numbers of some of the money that people are getting. And it'll be interesting to see where Bowen Bourne lands. But I do have this take on it, though, Cole. Patrick McCaffrey would fall on this. Marcus Damask, Lance Jones. They did 4 years at their school. They got their degrees done. And originally this rule was put in the grad transfer rule is the first transfer rule we had with immediate eligibility. So if you're going to transfer to get a master's degree, that was the spirit of this original rule that's blown into this mosh that we have right now. So as back to Patrick McCaffrey and Bowen Bourne, I could see them, move on, see something different,
sure,
get my graduate degree. But this goes back, Cole, that extra COVID year. Hopefully this will slow down a little bit next year when that disappears.
Another thing as well, you've kind of heard the stories, but I don't think this should have to be the case. You almost have to go looking for them the past couple years around June, basically, when teams start first begin their offseason workouts for the following season, is that a bunch of these guys that go into the portal, Coach, they don't find new teams. So that can't be what the NCAA wants. Not that it really necessarily matters what the NCAA wants anymore. But I think that's something that needs to be talked more about. And, you know, it's incumbent upon the biggest sports media companies out there to shine light on this, that there's a real problem here with guys that were getting an education paid for, and Lord knows how few of them play professional basketball, that they go into basically free agency, what they're calling a transfer portal still, and they're done. Their careers are over. They don't end up back in school.
Cole, that's a great point. I think it's more prevalent in the football ranks of Division I because basically what they're doing, coaches, they're clearing their roster. If you can't help them, you're encouraged to go in the portal because you're not going to get a scholarship back. Those, I think there's a large number of football players are ending up with nowhere to go. I don't know what it would be in the basketball, but you think of the numbers in football, and basketball, they're saying it's going to reach 2,000 in the portal, which is, I think, about 40% of your of the rosters nationwide.
Wow.
So everybody's going to lose five or six guys
mm-hmm.
when this thing irons out. And you got a great point. Where do they end up? We know we just saw Cole Henry sign with Green Bay. Is there a home for everybody? No, but here's what's really hurting, Cole. High school. Opportunities for high school players to earn scholarships. They're being taken away by mm-hmm. people in the portal, and this COVID year has really destroyed high school recruiting.
Yeah, well, that goes into a part of this conversation I want to have with you today about, okay, if you are a mid-major coach, you were at Nebraska Omaha. You were a mid-major head coach. Take your analyst cap off. Put your whistle back on here, Coach Lehman. How do you think, as you would sit here, you know, we convene after the show and we have a couple cold pops, and I'm like, how the hell are you adjusting your recruiting given all these dynamics? And I would start by saying, if I'm Kevin Lehman at Nebraska Omaha, or if I'm Ben Jacobson at UNI, I'm going to continue to recruit high school guys because of what you just said, that there are good, really good high school players that perhaps are a little more available to you than they were in years past. The second thing that I would also do, and I'd be hell-bent on this, okay, Power Fives, we've become your AAA, to use a baseball term. We've become your feeder program. Sorry, Brooks McCowan. Sorry, Robbie Sieverdine. But guess what? I am going to scout and evaluate Division II and Division III talent like I've never done it before, because there are really good players that end up at D2s and D3s. And I don't have the NIL money to go get these guys coming down out of Power Fives. They're asking for too much. I got to pay convenience store prices. Do you think I hit the mark there? Would you agree with that in the case of a Nebraska Omaha or a UNI? Or is there maybe even more to it than that? What do you think?
I got a couple responses to that. First of all, you call it the minor league. I call it the junior college system, because you're going to keep them for a year or two. And then they're going to go to the higher level mm-hmm. if they can play.
Yeah.
And you make a great point of rating the lower levels. I think that's going to happen. Look at Evansville. Ben Humrickas came out of an NAI school, averaged about 12 or 13 a game, and averaged 15 for Evansville. So there are players that are under the radar that are still developing. They're going to grow in college. And when I coached at Northern Iowa, those guys were looked at. Elton Miller always said, fine guys are going to become better college players than they are high school players. Cedric McCullough was the great example of that. He averaged 1 point, one rebound, a proviso when we signed him. He became one of the best defenders in the Valley. And your second point, when I was at Nebraska Omaha, you know where we made our living? The high majors transferring down. Now, the problem you're dealing with that now, do you have the money, because they think they're going to command a high salary?
Yeah.
But that was a huge avenue. When the North Central was Division II, we had a window of players that caught in what we call the double transfer rule, which no longer exists.
Mm-hmm.
Their clocks ran out. We had a semester rule, so you could get really good players. My last year, I had Alvin Mitchell was the player of the year in Nebraska. He'd been at Indian Hills, been at Nebraska, Indian Hills, and Cincinnati. Transferred in, couldn't go Division I. Had another kid out of Purdue, the same situation. So do you want to dabble with those guys, the high majors that haven't had the success they thought they wanted? Mm-hmm. We saw Missouri State do that. Didn't work well for them. But that's your other avenue.
Yeah, I think I want those a steady stream of D2 and D3 and NIA transfers, Coach Lehman, because...
Well, and Cole, to your point, T.J. Osselberg has used that system at his level. He's looking for hungry mid-majors, and he's had great success doing it.
Exactly. And if I have less resources, if I'm Nebraska Omaha, if I'm UNI, I'm doing what he's doing, just a rung down, which is D2, D3, NAIA guys. And when it comes to, like you point out, the Power 5 guys that are transferring down, I was talking to somebody the other day who's a big college basketball fan, and like I said before, and this is something I know, talking to people that are in the midst of this or used to be in the game, where they're saying, you know, your best guy in NIL might be making $25,000. And the guy that you get transferring down from a Power 5, he might not even be as good as your best guy, but he's asking for $35,000-$40,000. And that's going to upset, you know, the apple cart inside the locker room. So I'm thinking, okay. At a certain point here, you got to find a dance partner, though. And not all these guys, like we talked before, certainly more so football than college basketball, but not all these guys are going to find their dance partner, and eventually they're going to have to back off of whatever their NIL ask is and settle for less. So maybe that's where you see the mid-majors is like right when it's time to find a dance partner and get onto a roster before the June workouts begin, that basically the mid-majors can come in and shop, call it the clearance aisle, you know, at the shop the clearance aisle before the store closes and go, hey, I know you're asking for this. This is how much we got for you. We'd like to have you. And I think that's where Ben Jacobson might come in with a Power 5 guy moving down, is going to be late next month. You know what I mean? In late May.
I think patience is going to be a huge virtue now at the mid-major level. In the old days, you know, you signed them on the second Wednesday of April and you were done. Now you're going to be signing guys into August. And here's a great case study. It's a little bit higher level than you're talking about, Cole, but where does a guy like Omaha Ballou from Iowa State end up? What's he command in the NIL world as a guy who wasn't successful in the Big 12? That's a great – I'm waiting to see where he signs with. And Bowen Bourne, what is his value on the open market? That'll be an interesting one also. I'm not sure what Nate Heisey receives at Iowa State. I'd love for all this thing to be public knowledge. I think it would help us a lot with straightening this mess out.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because someone who I talked to who knows someone with intimate knowledge of it says that, you know, these student athletes today, it's not like when you or your mom and dad were working and had, like, they're talking openly with one another about what they make in NIL money. Everybody in the locker room knows how much the other players are making in NIL money. So, I mean, you talk about having to, you know, there's always the challenge of trying to keep your locker room together. But, I mean, talk about another wrench thrown into the mix.
Well, but Cole, that's no different than what's happening in the NBA and the NFL, because they know what those salaries are. And I don't, but you're dealing with, to your point, less mature individuals. Because think about it, you didn't know anything about how to handle money when you're 18, come out of high school.
No.
Had no idea.
No.
Didn't know how to balance a checkbook. So I don't know, I can't believe that all these players we're talking about are that savvy about their finances.
Well,
here's, I got somebody like Caitlin Clark does that's handling it for them.
I'm not rooting for this whatsoever, but I would damn near guarantee you, Coach Lehman, it's just a matter of time until you start hearing a bunch of horror stories about these kids that have gotten NIL money and they haven't had their taxes right.
Good point. Well, there's also guys who were promised NIL money that didn't get it. So we don't know how strong these contracts are. I'm sure at the, you know, the Kansas and those people of the world, they've got that thing in order, but because once that comes back to haunt you, that you didn't deliver on your NIL promise, that's going to hurt you. But there's players trying to get in the big game and trying to talk their way into the big game that don't have the funds, but they're going to talk like they do.
Couple quick thoughts, I guess, on Bowen Bourne and Nate Heisey, because they've come up a couple times. I don't see it. I like Nate Heisey's game. He's got a really nice game. I think he's going to be a really impactful piece for TJ and Ames, but I don't see how he starts. Taman Lipsey, Curtis Jones, Momchilovich, Damarian Watson, Dyshon Jackson, the new big guy, Keyshawn Gilbert. They got JT Rock, the 7'1" kid. Like, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I don't think he's got favorable odds to be a starter there. And when it comes to Bowen Bourne, where does he end up? I mean, I don't know. Does Josh Schertz take him at St. Louis to be an off-the-bench gunner? Is that what you wanted to be your last year in college? Or do you want to go to the Summit League and be able to put up 15 shots a night?
Yeah, that's really going to be interesting to follow. And I think with Nate Heisey, you know, they're talking about replacing Pavlovich, who hardly played. So I'm with you. That backcourt is full at Iowa State and a program that only plays 7 or 8 deep. So that's an interesting little scenario for Nate Heisey. I'm not sure what they told him. But, you know, we know that staff. They'd be upfront and honest with him.
Yeah.
What is playing time with TJ and Eric Crawford and Kyle Green down there. But, yeah, it's interesting to follow to see where some of these people land and how successful they are at their new spots, whether it's Bowen Bourne, Cole Henry, Nate Heisey, or Omaha Ballou. It's going to be interesting to follow. But, you know, somebody's got to do something here because this thing is out of control.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be, basically, I think it's heading toward employees, especially in football.
Yep.
And a salary cap of some sort.
The NCAA is just going to have to get out of the way. You're going to need, like, an alliance or a conference, whatever you want to call it, that runs college football, another one that runs college basketball, and they're going to deal with student-athletes that are unionized, and they're going to collectively bargain. And that's where it's got to go. That's really the only way I think it can go. And what I was saying before you come on is what sucks is being here before all that happens and not knowing how long it'll be until that happens. So
yeah, we're in a huge transitional period. And if this happens, I think this is coming too, Cole, that the 70 top football programs are going to break away.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, does the NCAA March Madness 68 team field tournament stay intact? What happens to that? Because we know those 70 top football schools are eventually going to form their own division.
Right.
That's coming down the road. But what's going to happen with the rest of your sports when that happens? How are they going to be classified?
Coach, we could go the rest of the time that I have here today, but we'll put a bookmark in it, and we'll revisit it maybe next month when we've seen a lot more of these portal guys shake out in terms of destination. Great to catch up, though. Take care.
All right. Good talking to you.
ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. All right, we got to take this next time out. We'll get you Radio Iowa Sports. Come back on the other side. You and I men's golf coach and women's golf coach John Bermel joins us next on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. UNI football coach Mark Frawley wants game-like conditions when the Panthers close out spring drills tomorrow night. The Panthers missed the FCS playoffs last season with a 6-5 record, and Frawley has been happy with the progress this spring.
We want to play some type of game. I mean, we're bringing in officials, and that's even big. I'm allowed to bring in officials this year, so I need that game atmosphere for the coaching aspect of this and the communication from sideline to player on the field. So I'd like to see that. So we can learn from it and get better from it.
The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has named Aaron Gerlich as its next executive director. Gerlich is currently the associate director and will take over in June for the retiring Gene Berger. And in baseball, the Iowa Cubs are rained out of their game this afternoon in Des Moines against Louisville. The teams will make it up as part of a doubleheader Friday night. This is Radio Iowa.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Getting 10% back is easy at Fleet Farm. That's right. Fleet Rewards members can earn 10% back on every purchase. Only at our Ankeny and Waukee stores. Spend $50, get $5 back in rewards. No rebates, no coupons, no hassles. And Fleet Rewards membership is free. So sign up now, in-store, or at fleetfarm.com. And start earning 10% back on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply.
Mike Grimwood from North Carolina was passing through Waterloo when his Volvo broke down. Mike took his car to Metro Transmission and Auto Repair. To quickly get Mike back on the road, Roger drove 50 miles to pick up the needed part. In a thank you letter, Mike sent another check stating he felt he was undercharged for the service provided and wanted to express his gratitude for Metro's hospitality and quick action.
I'm Roger Klinkfuss from Metro Transmission and Auto Repair. When your vehicle needs service, we'll be here for you on West 10th, Waterloo.
Passionate professionals needed. The Waterloo Community School District wants you to join our team. We are hiring dedicated individuals to inspire young minds and shape tomorrow's leaders. Whether you are an experienced teacher, skilled support staff, or simply passionate about education, we have rewarding jobs waiting for you. We offer competitive salaries and benefits, including IPERS and single health and dental insurance provided at no cost. You don't have to be a teacher to enjoy the great working environment at Waterloo Schools. We are looking for paraeducators, coaches, substitute teachers, food service workers, custodians, and more. Don't miss out on a chance to be part of something truly special. Your future awaits with Waterloo Schools. Apply now and unlock your next career opportunity. Visit waterlooschools.org today. Your future awaits with Waterloo Schools, where passion meets purpose.
It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show, with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to Cole and Company. The college golf season is winding down. This past weekend, the UNI women competed in the Missouri Valley Conference Championships. It'll be the UNI men's turn this upcoming weekend, Sunday through Tuesday, down in the Lake of the Ozarks. So John Bermel, UNI men's and women's golf coach, also the head golf pro out at Pheasant Ridge here in Cedar Falls, joins us now. John, it's always great to be talking to you. That means that it's golf weather. And we got to start with your UNI women's golf team that put a great performance together this past weekend, finishing fourth at the Valley Conference Championships.
Yeah, thank you. All we wanted was a chance to win, and I think we did have a chance to win, and the way the girls started that last round is like we really had a chance to win, and we couldn't sustain that. But it was overall a pretty good showing for the girls.
I would imagine that team's got to feel pretty good about itself, given the fact that your peers picked you eighth in the Valley preseason poll, and then you finish fourth, like we talk about there. I would imagine that. Yeah, you're probably going, I don't think they overachieved. I just think that this is how good we were.
You're exactly right. Because, any time that we can get the weather to cooperate with us a little bit, we're a little bit better at the conference championship. And I do think we have a pretty good team. And the nice part is that we don't lose anybody. We got everybody coming back. And so there's going to be some big expectations for next year.
Victoria Huwalde, Anna Jensen took fourth and fifth place individually, respectfully, if I'm not mistaken, at the Valley Conference Championships. And as you mentioned, John, they're a part of that team where everybody comes back next season. What do you think about this group when they're obviously going to be playing with expectations next season? I don't think you're going to sneak up on anybody.
Yeah, no, there's not going to be any more sneaking up on them because I think the girls showed this weekend how good we really are. And it'll be different playing the way that they're going to have to play next year because there's no sneaking up on anybody now. So everybody's going to expect us to be way better. And the nice part is the girls expect to be a lot better next year too.
UNI men's and women's golf coach John Bermel, our guest right now on Cole & Company. John, is this... Was this year 30? Is this year 30 for you coaching golf at UNI?
No, it's actually 29. Next year will be 30.
Okay. How's that? How's that feel? I mean, you've got a legacy here. I mean, I know you're humble and you're gonna laugh about it, but I mean, John, are we on statue watch here?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. But it is exciting. I tell you, I never know when it's going to be time to hang it up. And each year I get more excited for the new kids coming in and the kids returning. And it's quite a deal because I do get excited for the upcoming seasons.
Well, and it makes me think about all the other long-tenured coaches at UNI, Coach Farley, Jacobson, Bobby Peterson, Doug Schwab. It's pretty special, what UNI's got and its head coaches across the department.
Well, thank you. And it is pretty cool that we would have so many coaches that have been here so long. And it's a pretty neat deal.
When it comes to this weekend's Missouri Valley Conference Men's Championships, your men's team was also picked eighth in the preseason poll, but these guys look like they've had about as hot of a finish to the season, the regular season, as possible. I think it was 2 weeks ago you guys finished in second at the Western Illinois Intercollegiate. And then I think it was this past Monday, came home first in UNO's Stampede at the Creek. So something clicking here with your men's team right at the end of the season?
Oh, I'm telling you what, the boys are very, very excited about this weekend. Because even if you go back to Missouri State, where JD shot 63, which was 8 under par, just a tremendous round. And it was not like it was a chip and putt golf course. And it was really kind of windy when he was playing that. And, you know, to have such a hot round there and for the team, he shoots 8 under, and then you add up 4 scores, and we're still 7 under. So, I mean, wow. It wasn't like the rest of them laid down. I mean, they were all right around par. And then we went to Deer Run, and we just got good rounds from each kid individually. And it should have been good enough that we should have won the tournament. But, you know, hats off the team that won. They played unbelievable. And then over at UNO, to have Griff shoot 67 the first round and lead through 2 rounds, and then have Connor, who really wasn't into his best game the first day, and then come back and shoot 67 the last day. It's just, I'm telling you, that's where we're at. We got 3 kids that are playing really hot golf, and the other two have just thrown in rounds. You know, with Brock shooting under par at Missouri State, and Tanner coming close to par at the other tournaments, it is exciting. I'm telling you, if this team's picked to get eighth, and if this team finishes eighth, we're in big trouble because we're way, way better than that.
I remember seeing in our sports stories that we write up here every day at the radio station, John. My morning guy, Mark Simpson, having written up JD 63 against Missouri State. And with respect to JD, I was like, well, let me go to the UNI website and just make sure that he shot 63. I would imagine that a round like that has a cumulative effect on a team, obviously for the person who shoots it, for JD. You know, a breakthrough for him and what that might mean for his game, but then as well for the team.
Yeah, there's no question. I'll tell you what, kids walked around here with a little different attitude and a little different way that they carried themselves because, you know, JD shot 63 and some of these other kids played right with JD in different rounds, and so now they all think they can shoot 63, and it's different. I'll tell you, I'm excited for this weekend because the kids they're carrying themselves differently, and they've got a different attitude, so it'll be interesting to see what happens down there.
The MVC Championships, as I mentioned before, down in the Lake of the Ozarks at the club at Porto Sima. John, what, if anything, do you know about this course? Anybody got any experience on this track?
Well, I know Griff has played the golf course before, and the nice part is that typically the last 2 times that our team has been down there, and not with these kids that are on the team, they finished very high down there. And so it says something that the University of Northern Iowa golfers kind of like that place. So it'll be interesting because it's kind of a golf course that I think fits us pretty well. You know, because you have to play very, very smart down there. And the golf course is just a wonderful golf course. And like I said, I'm excited to get down there and see what happens.
What's it been like trying to prepare? Because who would have thought that mid-late February would be better golf weather than the beginning of April and end of March?
Boy, isn't that the truth. And I'll be honest with you, the kids got out and played a lot in February when we had a chance to get out and get some of the rust, you know, shaken off from the winter. And you know, even though the weather hasn't been great here, they still get out and they're working at it. And, you know, if it's bad weather, that kind of eliminates some of the southern teams because they're not used to playing in cold and windy weather. And, you know, that almost helps us a little bit. And if it's nice weather, we're ready for it because they're excited to get in, in the lot nicer weather.
You and I, men's and women's golf coach John Bermel, our guest for a couple more minutes here on Cole & Company. John, also the head golf pro out of Pheasant Ridge. John, it's that time of year. Most anybody is eager to get back out onto the golf course. How's the course looking at Pheasant Ridge?
Oh, I'm telling you what, it is unbelievable. This golf course is probably as good a shape as I've seen it in quite a while. The greens came through spectacular from the winter, and, you know, to get a play this early, you know, I'd never been open in February before, and to have it open in February and have the greens be this nice, it is kind of weird. But, you know, now he's been out mowing them and stuff, and they're really, really good shape. And the golf course came through the winter very nice.
And availability for memberships, you know, this time of year, people are looking.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of availability for that.
And you know, one thing I wanted to make sure to ask you today, John, I think anybody who is spending their hard-earned dollars to go out to the golf course, they just want to have a great experience, right? And a big part of today's game is pace of play. And that's what I think is most important to the experience. What would be your tips for amateurs who many times, they don't even know that they're, you know, making these mistakes, but the tips for amateurs that are listening so they can make sure and have peace of mind that they're maintaining a healthy pace of play?
Yeah, and the biggest thing is that, and I see this almost everywhere, is that when it's your turn to hit, just be ready to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think people, you know, and I get that they want to spend time with their buddies and talk to their buddies and stuff, but when it's time to hit, people just need to be ready to hit, because if they're ready to hit, they're not going to be trailing behind and playing slow rounds and stuff like that.
I'll be ready to hit, John. I can't promise you it's going to be a good hit, but but I'll be ready to hit. I can promise you that.
That sounds good, because I think, Cole, I think this summer we're going to have to play around.
Oh, let's do it.
So I can see where your game's at and go from there.
Well, I hope you're ready for what you're asking for. See where my game's at. John, great stuff, John. Best of luck to your UNI men this weekend, and congrats on the season that your UNI women had and the bright future that they got.
Sounds good. Thanks. I appreciate it, Cole.
All right. Take care, John.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Giants continue doing their pre-draft homework as they prepare for the 6th overall selection in the upcoming NFL draft, bringing in quarterback prospects Bo Nix and Spencer Rattler for visits this week, according to NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofolo. Meantime, current Giants quarterback Daniel Jones, who's recovering from a torn ACL he suffered last season, says he's the best starting option for New York in 2024. Top quarterback prospect Terrion Arnold wrapped up his pre-draft visits this week, meeting with the Eagles, according to NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. And Cooper DeJean, another top cornerback prospect who has only had 4 pre-draft visits due to his late pro day and recovery from a fractured fibula, has spent time with the Steelers, Seahawks, Eagles, and Bills, according to Ian Rappaport. The 2024 NFL Draft kicks off 1 week from today on April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. With the legalization of sports gambling, professional sports leagues have faced plenty of scrutiny. Calvin Ridley suspended for a full season after multiple wagers. Former first-round pick Jameson Williams sat out 4 games after placing bets inside the Lions facility. Yesterday, it was announced the Raptors' Jontay Porter would receive a lifetime ban after it was found that he was connected to betting on NBA games. Porter was said to have made 13 bets while a member of the team, and one of those involved him betting on himself to underperform, and another, it involved betting on his Raptors to lose in a parlay. That punishment may appear to be extreme after the slap on the wrist the NFL has handed out, but betting against yourself, betting against your current team, that's more extreme than those that we had in the NFL. And although you hate to see a young player throw away his career, nothing is more important to these professional sports leagues than integrity. The NBA doubled down on that yesterday. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Springtime is all about fresh air and freshly cleaned homes. It's also the perfect time to give a fresh look at SimpliSafe Home Security, the only home security system I use, and I recommend it. The system blankets your whole home in protection, has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you visit SimpliSafeDan.com. That's SimpliSafeDan.com. And remember, there is no safe like SimpliSafe. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert. Follow Cole on Twitter at Real Colbert.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Thursday. Tonight's Cubs-Marlins game, scheduled for a 6:05 pregame and a 6:40 first pitch, postponed. It'll be made up as part of a doubleheader on Saturday. Just visit the broadcast calendar at 1650thefan.com for all those details, when you can hear the Cubs next. My thanks to ESPN College basketball analyst Kevin Lehman and UNI men's and women's golf coach John Bermel for both joining today's show. A lot of fun catching up with those two. Podcast available shortly at 1650thefan.com. That's a wrap for a Thursday. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.